This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Yesterday, we introduced you to a pair of University of Colorado students who are using digital technology to overcome their disabilities and pursue a higher education. Today, we're going back to the CU campus to learn more about cutting-edge research to develop the next generation of prosthetic limbs. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has our story.
Hang on to the treadmill. I'm going to start you in 3, 2, 1.
In a room that looks like it's part garage, part gym, on the University of Colorado's campus, all eyes are on Bob. He's walking on a raised treadmill with about 8 people around him, tapping at computers, monitoring his oxygen intake, speed, and the amount of force he exerts on each leg.
If you feel comfortable, you can let go of the handrails.
I'll probably keep my hand there.
Bob, who wasn't comfortable giving his last name, lost his left foot in a motorcycle accident in 2004 and has been wearing a prosthetic foot that gets him around but doesn't flex at the ankle.
When you take a step, nothing makes that foot drop. So if you're walking downhill, there's nothing to stop you from just falling downhill because you can't point your toe to stop yourself from coming down.
Today, Bob's testing a new type of prosthetic foot. It doesn't look much like a biological foot, but that's not the point.
Newer prostheses have much more function, and so they don't necessarily look exactly like a human limb.
Dr. Alina Grabowski is one of the researchers at the Locomotion Lab at CU.
Prosthetic devices are sort of a form versus function, so some people are very vain and they want to make sure their prosthetic limb looks exactly like what they had or what they have, just so that they don't get noticed.
The earliest known use of prostheses dates back to the 2nd century BC in Egypt. For centuries, people made prostheses mainly out of wood and leather, or whatever materials they had.
And some of these limbs emphasized only functionality, that is, achieving basic but very important tasks, like eating. But many limbs were often designed to serve both purposes, really, to be both functional and cosmetic.
Dr. Jeff Resnick is with the National Library of Medicine in Bethesda, Maryland.
The turning point, really, and the rise in functionality of prosthetics really didn't come about until the years after the Second World War. Veterans groups successfully lobbied Congress to centralize its prosthetic operations.
Government-funded studies led to material advancements in prostheses being made from titanium, aluminum, to plastics and carbon fiber, all the way up to the new prosthetic foot that Dr. Alina Grabowski is currently testing.
It's got a hydraulic ankle joint. No power, but it uses hydraulics to basically give the ankle some degree of freedom or some motion.
Since it takes 20 to 30% more effort to walk with a prosthetic foot than with a biological one, prostheses that can imitate muscles and tendons and actually push back can help people be more active and less tired. But at a cost of thousands of dollars, it's unlikely that the average person can afford a hydraulic foot, says Don Hardin.
Insurance companies, when they look at these costs of these things, they balk at them at first. Medicare balks at it at first.
Hardin works for a prostheses manufacturer. He says insurance companies don't often bring it up, and most people don't think of having insurance that covers a prosthetic until it's too late.
They look at the policy and they say, oh, prosthetics isn't covered. Or sometimes they'll put a lifetime cap. And unfortunately, that really hurts.
Hardin says most of the people he's worked with have gotten a prosthetic, but they're not necessarily cutting-edge equipment.
Okay. You're gonna hang on for me. Stop you in 3, 2, 1.
Back at the Locomotion Lab at CU, Bob is just finishing up the treadmill test.
It's like night and day. It's like walking with a ski boot on versus walking with your regular shoe. There's no comparison.
And for Bob, there's one more surprise.
Oh, this foot I get to keep?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. This isn't on camera, so you didn't get that whole thumbs up thing I was just doing. Oh, no, that's awesome. Yeah, we'll just put that foot on and I'll walk out of here with that one. That'll be very cool.
Bob won't be the only one. The technology being tested here will hit the market in a few months. But the need for this technology is expected to rise. In 35 years, it's estimated that 3.6 million Americans will need some type of prosthetic device. The main culprit isn't accidents, but diabetes. It's the number one cause of lower limb amputations in the U.S. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.